you've heard of Helldivers, right, Conquest?
I have. I've heard about Helldivers a little bit. I haven't looked too much into it myself because I'm not a shooter type of guy for the most part. But it's kind of hard not to hear about it at this point. It's really blown up. It's definitely a unique game of its own that we've never seen before. It's really, really cool.
Yeah. So a little bit about Helldivers for anyone who's not in the loop. Helldivers is basically this game where you have your ship and you kind of fly around to different planets. And there's not it's not like separate factions. Everyone's on the same team, but you're out pushing these worlds and you're fighting against AI. So there's different kinds of AIs. There's like the aliens and then there's the robots, and they kind of are pushing back, and people have to work together to push back these people, these like whatever they are, aliens or robots, it depends, and push them back and kind of take over these outside planets. But it feels like almost like an open world thing. And there's two things that I want to touch on. One is the feeling of player housing in that they have their ship where they're kind of traveling around. And two, the open world, like battling feeling that they're getting from this game where everyone feels like they're on the same side and you're advancing together. And there's like that sense of camaraderie and advancement and the ever changing world, right? Because the world is changing based on what the players do. If players aren't doing anything, then the enemy's advancing. And if you're doing something, you have to like coordinate a little bit more and push into harder and harder planets.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the Riot team should definitely look at that and try to incorporate some pieces of it into the Riot MMO, because it's successful and it's successful for a reason.
I completely agree. It's one of those things where we've been talking about it for a while, the idea of not being afraid to force the player out of their comfort zone. I definitely think that's what Helldivers does and why it's so successful, is that it's a pretty merciless game, right? You can lose territory that you just can't be in anymore. And same with the idea of gaining territory and exploring like new places that you're never really used to. So Helldivers comes off this idea that like it's not putting the player first in all of the right ways, you know?
Yes,
and I wish more MMOs did that. They should not be afraid
to. Oh man, we need to go back
the
to the images
over.
Today too.
Oh,
yes,
we do.
That's the main thing in Helldivers, is you are like, you're not Master Chief, you know, you're just a soldier. You know,
yeah.
You're just a Spartan. That's it. It feels very, very Halo Reachy.
Halo Reach, like, yeah, you're a Spartan, but guess what? Everyone else is. So like, everyone's dying, so it's not really working out for you.
Yeah. And it's like these community driven missions. And I really feel like you need that, especially in an MMO. And I'm not sure how I don't want to see it just be events and very narrated events. I'll say this, if I don't play really WoW anymore, but I played, what was it? It was Battle for Azeroth. And they had the, where you're fighting against AI as a team, but you're fighting against the, you know what I'm talking about? Warfronts.
What an almost amazing idea.
It's very similar in concept, though, when you think about it, right? Because they have territories, you're working as a team, there's no one else, you're pushing these territories, and the farther you push, the harder it gets, and you're trying to get to this last, you know, trying to get to, like, even farther in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could do different stuff to help advance and all this, and usually, like, people who are a bit stronger are kind of leading and everything. It's very similar in concept, but one is done extremely well, and the other is done extremely bad.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Before Helldivers, I didn't think that like player versus AI could be this like dynamic to a point where you, the player, get really invested in holding your ground and pushing territories and things like that. Outside of like a single player experience, like some kind of RTS, you know? But
yeah,
in this case, it shows that you can have like, this is kind of like a half MMO going on here where they completely cut out any kind of PvP. It's purely PvE, but you still have all those PvP concepts of an MMO and world PvP. And I think it's really taken to like the extreme, just minus the other players. It's super cool. I would love if they did something like that with like how World of Warcraft screwed up Warfronts. But can you imagine if Warfronts were actually like this time the Horde won more Warfronts, or like got like a higher score overall than the Alliance in their Warfronts, so now this zone just belongs to the Horde. The Horde has quests here. The Alliance doesn't. They kind of did that with Warfronts, but not nearly
enough. Kind of.
Yeah, like, yeah. It was there, but barely. Like, you got, like, two quests, and they weren't worth doing.
Do you think it's the instanced aspect of it? By instance, I mean, like, you know, you're inside this little bubble that it's happening in, and it's not actually affecting the world, even though I understand it affects the world and that you control the Warfront and the when you can do quests there or whatever. But it's not, doesn't really feel like you're in the world anymore. You know, you're in an instanced event.
Dude, honestly, like yeah. Game. I see what you mean, because if we look at, because that already was a thing. That was in WoW Classic. Where, you know, yeah. if the Alliance is on top of this town killing all the quest givers and spawn killing the flight path guy, you're not gonna be able to quest there. Like, as a Horde player,
yeah,
you can't do the quests. The Alliance are gonna spawn camp your corpse and they're gonna kill the quest givers. But if the Horde reclaim it, like, you know, they fight back, they kill the Alliance players in that town, now you can quest there again. It was literally that simple. It wasn't even like, I believe it was intentional, right? Because, like, they could have made invincible NPCs, but they didn't. They made quest givers killable and stuff. And I love that. Because, yeah, it created that organic experience that I think Warfronts were trying to do, but didn't work. That organic feeling of taking territory and losing territory. It was literally just trusting in the players to do that for them. They did not have to manage Jack to make some really amazing, like, fights over territory. I thought that was awesome. But the thing is,
I'm going to be honest, I think these implications could be huge. Go ahead, continue.
I agree. I was going to say, but like, the thing is, that always leads to people complaining, right? That, like, oh, I want to quest. I can't quest. These guys are killing me. Oh, no. And now they're corpse camping me. It's like, dude, I don't know. Something about that. We're total masochists about this kind of stuff because I think it's so cool. Like, I would just leave at that point, right? Like, if I can't get Horde to gather up and fight against, you know, the Alliance taking over the town, I'm just going to leave and go do something else. But people get really mad about that kind of stuff. Where if you get in the way of their single player experience, yeah, you're right. I think it's a very loud. I don't know, people just, I think people in general do not like world PvP in that sense, taking over territories. But then you look at Helldivers and it worked out great. So, like, it's interesting. Maybe just because in Helldivers you know what you're getting yourself into. Compared to an MMO, it might not be everyone's first priority to, you know, fight for your continent, fight for land. That might not what people have in mind when they go into a game like World of Warcraft. Compared to Helldivers, they're prepared to lose land and take it back. And the game's kind of made around that, right? So it's not as frustrating for some people.
You could isolate it, though. Like, it doesn't have to be all of Runeterra is constantly, like, Noxus and Demacia, and they're constantly bad. I don't think that it needs to be that. You could isolate it to, like, Akathia, you know, where the Void is, where, okay, in that area, it's a constant battle and a constant war, and it's almost like pretty much like Helldivers, where you're advancing and you push, you can gain resources or whatever, and you have your little bases that you can build out. And then you could do the same thing in the Freljord. You know, other examples where it doesn't really matter, but...
I mean, like, you can just, like, imagine, like, just, with what's happening in Song of Nunu, the corrupted ice, right? You can work with that however you want. The Watchers seeping out and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it would need to affect... It would need to be in the world. It can't be instance. I wonder if they're going to do that. Do you think they'll have instance content? There's an example of an MMO New World that doesn't have instance content at all, right?
Yeah, even the dungeons in New World are not instanced, if I remember right. But I don't know. I mean, the thing is, like, that's kind of tough. Non-instanced dungeons, but then again, I'm always thinking about, like, the traditional sense of an MMO. We don't know what the heck MMO is even going to be yet. But I always think, like, in the traditional sense, I guess it would kind of suck if, like, let's say it's more like of an organic MMO where you actually have to gather your group, get to that dungeon, and, you know, get going with it with your full group. If I go in there and everything's already dead, I'd be kind of annoyed. I mean, like, you just, like, sit there and wait it out or go do a different dungeon, you know? But why? Like, why not just have it instanced in that case? Because I just don't see like the benefit of it not being instanced, you know? Like, I don't see the immersion.
I think set stories. Set stories should be instanced, where it's like a dungeon is a very set story. You know, there's a linear path. You're kind of going through it. They're not all linear, but most of them are pretty linear in story. And it's like a story that you're experiencing. I could see that being instant. I would like to see something that's non-instance, especially I don't think there's going to be the faction divide in Runeterra.
Yeah, I
see
it
happening. There's not going to be a Horde and Alliance kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There'll be some, like, I think there'll still be that pride of like where you're from, and there'll be some factors that affect you because of that. For example, if you create a Demacian character, you cannot be a Noxus. But I want to see like something in the world that's alive that players can affect. And I feel like Helldivers did it really well, where, you know, you actually are making changes, and then they could emulate that in some areas within Runeterra. You can do that with the Shadow Isles, where there's an island, there's like parts of Bilgewater that are constantly having whatever harrowings. In Akathia, you can be fighting the Voidlings. In Freljord, like you were talking about, the corrupted dark ice animals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. In Demacia, you could be fighting the Mage Seekers. I don't really know about that one.
Yeah, as an Oxian, dude, get in there. Yeah.
Yeah. There has to be some change in the world.
Dude. Yeah, I know. And the thing is, like, I feel like the more we talk about Demacia and Noxus, the more I wonder if it's what if they go the really soft route? That would bother me so much. Where if you're Demacian, you go into Noxus. Technically, you can go into Noxus, but just like NPCs have different dialogue for hating you or something. I wouldn't be surprised if they do something like that, and it would upset me very much. I want to be.
You're talking about like how you're the when you make a Death Knight, you know, you walk through your main city and like you're just walking through, and everyone's like, no one likes you.
Yeah. It would just be like that. I can see them doing that, and I would not like it. I hope they don't go too soft with, in terms of Demacia Noxus and how they interact in the open world.
Yeah, I would like not to see that either.
Yeah, in a perfect world, we kill each other and we take over territories. I would love that.
Yeah.